Simin Tov Chav Ches, and we'll be doing the first three Se'ifim. So now, these are the basic halachas of making a luach and understanding what has to fall when. The Mishnah Berurah talks about if you want to make a luach, you should be ma'ayin in the tur and in the prichadash. But these are basic rules. Elu ha'yomim shein kovim bem ha'moadim. These are the days that the moadim cannot fall out on. Now, why are these days that the moadim cannot fall out on? So really, I mean, in the days of Chazal, Mekadesh al pi re'iyah, but nevertheless, there were three things that they were very careful with. The first, that Yom Kippur not fall on a Friday or a Sunday, because since Shabbos you cannot do kvura, so you would end up with 2 days in a row that you cannot be makaber. The other one is that Hoshana Rabbah cannot fall out on Shabbos, since Hoshanas are not Docha Shabbos, we would lose them altogether. So those are our three concerns. That Yom Kippur should not fall on a Sunday or Friday, and Hoshana Rabbah should not be on a Shabbos. Now, the way it works is that Hoshana Rabbah is the seventh day of Sukkot. The first day of Sukkot falls out the same day of the week as Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Kippur, which is a week later, which is 10 days later, will always be the day of the week following the second day of Rosh Hashanah. All right, so if Yom Kippur cannot fall out on a Sunday or a Friday, so Rosh Hashanah, which is 2 days before that, would have a rule that if Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out, say for Sunday, we would move it back to Wednesday. If it cannot fall on Sunday, so that would be Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, that would cannot fall on a Friday. And if it cannot fall on Friday, that couldn't be on a Wednesday. If Rosh Hashanah would be on a Wednesday, so you'd have Wednesday, Thursday, and then Yom Kippur would fall on a Friday. And if Rosh Hashanah would be on Monday, so it would be Monday, Tuesday. If Rosh Hashanah would fall on a Friday, it would be Shabbos, Sunday. It would be Friday, Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur would fall on Sunday, which it cannot. So in order to prevent Yom Kippur from falling on Friday or Sunday, Rosh Hashanah cannot be on a Wednesday, and Rosh Hashanah cannot be on a Friday. Now, in order to prevent Hoshana Rabbah from coming out on a Shabbos, we say Hoshana Rabbah is the seventh day of Sukkot. The first day of Sukkot, is the same day of the week as Rosh Hashanah, right? Because it falls on the 15th. So it's the same day of the week as Rosh Hashanah. Consequently, Hoshana Rabbah, which is the seventh day, is the day before that. So if Hoshana Rabbah cannot fall out on a Shabbos, then Rosh Hashanah cannot fall on a Sunday. Thus we've derived that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on a Wednesday, Friday, or a Sunday. So this is the first halacha. Eilu hayom she'enkom bem ha'moadim lo adu Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Aleph, Dalet, and Vav. V'lo g'u Yom HaKippurim. Since Yom Kippur is always 1 day later than Rosh Hashanah, if you take Adu, it's the third day from Rosh Hashanah, it's 2 days later. So, from the Aleph we'll get a Gimel, from the Dalet we'll have a Vav, and from the Vav we'll have an Aleph. V'lo Zavad Purim. V'lo Bedu Pesach, V'lo Gahaz Atzeres, V'Hoshana Rabbah, Shavuos and Hoshana Rabbah come out to be the same day. Lo Gimel Chanukah, V'lo Agutzom Esther, V'lo Bedutzom Tammuz Va'ov. Now we will see how all of the different Yomim Tovim are coordinated, one the other, that is in Siv Gimel. The Mechaber goes into the relationship between Pesach and all the other Chagim. And really, all of this is repetition because it's based on the fact that Rosh Hashanah cannot be Adu. So then depending on the corresponding the correspondence of the day of the week of the other Yomim Tovim, Lo Adu Rosh translates itself into 3 days for every Yomtif. V'lo Bedu Tzom Tammuz Va'av. The Tisha B'Av and Shavuot B'Tammuz are the same day of the week as Pesach, and Lo Adu Rosh translates itself as Lo Bedu Pesach. Li'olam B'Yom Shia Purim Yom Lag Ba'Omer. Purim and Lag Ba'Omer always fall out on the same day. V'simanech Plag. B'Yom Shia Chanukah. the day that Chanukah begins, Yiyya Atzeres will be Shavuos im Yuchasidron Ol Chaserim. Now, here we have to speak out something. And that is that the Seder of the months, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out a little later, the Seder of the months is really 1 month Moleh, 1 month Chaser, with the exceptions of Cheshvan and Kislev. Cheshvan and Kislev, sometimes Cheshvan is Moleh and Kislev is Moleh, sometimes Cheshvan is Chaser and Kislev is Chaser, and sometimes one is Moleh and one is Chaser. So in making a calendar, that's the eager thing that one has to figure out. Is this a year that Cheshvan and Kislev are Moleh or Chaser? And of course, the other issue is whether or not it's going to be a Shana Muberes, we have an extra Adar. Now, so the way it works is, Cheshvan and Kislev, we say, alternate. Teves is always Chaser, Shvat is always Moleh, Adar is Chaser, unless there are two Adars, in which case the first one is Moleh. Nisan is Moleh, Iyar is Chaser, Sivan is Moleh, Tammuz is Chaser, Av is Moleh, Elul is Chaser, Tishrei is Moleh, and then here we are again with Cheshvan and Kislev, which alternate. So he says, if they're Kisidron o Chaserim, that if they're Kisidron, that means one is Moleh and one is Chaser, o Chaserim, or they're both Chaser, then there will be a coordination between Chanukah and Shavuos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, this is the Chanukah after Shavuos, not the Chanukah before Shavuos. Whereas, if both of them are Moleh, then the first day of Chanukah is going to be the day after the day that Shavuos will fall on. Siv Beis, Elu Ayomim Shukvu Bem Rosh Chodashim V'lo B'Zul Asan. These are the days that the different Rosh Chodashim could fall on, and this is again based on the fact that Lo Adu Rosh, you cannot have Rosh Hashanah on Aleph, Dalet, and Vav, because then you would either have Yom Kippur on a Friday or a Sunday, or you're going to end up with Hoshana Rabbah on a Shabbos. Nisan Akaz, Iyar Bagaz, Sivan Agdu, Tammuz Aghu. And remember, this is also going with the fact that these months alternate, one's Moleh, one's Chaser. Av Beduz, Elul Abdu, Tishrei Baghaz, Marchesh Van Gimel Dalid Vav Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah changes it. He says that it's a toss. It was supposed to be Beis Dalid Hei Zayin, because what we're referring to is the second day Rish Chodesh. Kislev, Ab Gad Hu, any one of them. Teves, Abagdu. And remember, the reason why Kislev and Teves can be on so many days is because you can have 2 days Rish Chodesh or 1 day Rish Chodesh, which means the previous month is either Moleh or Chaser. Shvat Bagdahaz. Now, yes, with regard to Tevis, it can only fall on a Monday in a Shana Muberes. Shvat Bagdahaz, Adar Zavdu. With regard to Shvat, also the Tuesday is only in a Shana Muberes. Adar Zavdu, which we spoke about at length back in the halachas of Arab Parshias. Ubi Ibur Adorishan Badhaz Vesheni Baduz. Siv Gimel Simin Likvias Amoadim. At Bash Gar Dak Hatzvav Pirish. Biyom Echot Shel Pesach. The night of Pesach Yeli Olam Tishabav. Vesimonach Al Matzis Umrom Yachlu. That's At Bash. Aleph of Pesach Tishabav. Biyom Beis Shvuis. Biyom Gimel, and that's got to be because it's the 50th day. Biyom Gimel Bo Rosh Hashanah. The third day of Pesach is Rosh Hashanah. So since we already derived Lo Adu Rosh, and this is the third day, so you move back 3 days, and that's where we got Lo Badu Pesach. Biyom Dalet Bo Kriyas HaTorah Shu Simchas Torah, which is the ninth day of Sukkot, this is Simchas Torah in Chutz Laretz. Biyom Hei Bo Tzom Kippur, that's Tzadi. Biyom Vav Bo Purim She'ovar, the Purim before the Pesach.